Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Nate Puderbaugh, their sports update. Earlier today, The Ohio State University announced they've reached an agreement with J.P. Morgan Chase that will make Chase Bank their first ever patch sponsor. In addition to football, the patch will be worn by all 36 varsity sports. It's a deal that will reportedly generate around $17 million annually and will provide NIL and financial literacy resources to all student athletes. At Big Ten Media Day, the media selected Julian Sane and Jeremiah Smith to preseason All Big Ten honors. Afternoon baseball today saw the Cleveland Guardians beat the Cincinnati Reds in Game 1 of a doubleheader 6-5. Game 2 of that series comes your way tonight at 7:10. Catch all the action immediately following the Buckeye Show. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles signed two-time Pro Bowl selection Jalen Carter to a four-year, $152 million contract extension worth up to $160 million. The deal includes $102 million guaranteed, the most ever guaranteed money and average salary in NFL history for a defensive tackle. Bringing sports news to happens in the fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team steal it away.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand record for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
Yes! This is the Buckeye Show.
Off and rolling here on a Tuesday. I am Brandon Beam hanging out with our guy Justin Zwick. Jay-Z in the house. Nate Dogg behind the glass. Jay-Z, usually we get to do this on a Wednesday, but instead, happy Tuesday to you, my friend. What's going on, buddy? Good to talk to you.
You know, I'm just excited to get an extra day of Beam in my life week. So, you know, we got some people talking about football. Mm-hmm. You know, it's starting to feel real in a way. We had some fall weather last week in the morning, which was really nice.
Back to summer heat.
Yeah, but you knew that was going to happen. Camp starts next week, so it's going to be like 90 and no rain for a month, probably.
Of course, it should be.
Yes, it should be, yes. They don't even have to do 2-a-days anymore. I don't feel bad for them at all.
No, I don't feel bad for them. Get paid, you know? Yeah, well, feel bad
even
about.
More now, yeah, that's right. So, no, but... you know, a good week and excited to be in here filling in for Austin as he's on the road at Lollapalooza in Chicago.
That is correct. We'll check in with Austin and Berm from Lollapalooza a little bit later on here this evening. Berm, he's going to join us coming up here at 6:30. Austin's going to join us around 7:17 in the 7 o'clock hour. Tony Petitti spoke to the media a little bit earlier. Jay-Z, we'll hear that in the next segment around 6:17. Big Ten media polls, right? Finally coming out. Who is supposed to win the Big Ten? We'll get into that in the 6 o'clock hour. And then an all-conference team in the 7 o'clock hour as well. You had mentioned it. You know, training camp is right around the corner. Fall camp for Ohio State starts next Thursday. So we are rather close to Buckeye football beginning. College football beginning as well. And, you know, I was on a little trip with some good family friends this weekend. And then I was back in Dayton, on Sunday and then yesterday for family funeral. And I feel like everyone asked me like, well, what are you guys talking about this time of the year? I said, well, this time of the year is great because we actually have a lot of things to talk about. And then especially with camp starting next week, I'm like, we've made it through the difficult part of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Now, once it has begun, it's not going to stop. So, like, I feel like we officially have made it to football season, especially with camp beginning next
week. Yeah, I mean, we're still talking about people talking, but at least we're seeing some players and coaches and commissioners of our respective leagues that we want to, you know, hear from. So, yeah, that's so funny because everybody's like, what are you guys talking about in the summer? I'm like, we go over every list that we can find.
We scour the dark web for everything we can talk about.
Yeah,
you know, we talk about the offensive line, the defensive line.
We talk about them all, about the transfers, about the 51 new guys coming, whatever it is, you know, all that good stuff.
If you listen to this show, you should have a great idea of all the players on Ohio State's roster.
You really should. And now, you know, it just gets better because next week we're going to be able to see him out on the field maybe for a little bit and, you know, get some eyes on who's where and what they're doing and how things are moving around and all that good stuff. So it's an exciting time of year. You know, but it's finally here. I mean, it's almost here. I mean, it's you can almost put your hands.
Yeah, we're tangibly close to it. Now that it's getting here, high school starting up too. I know those guys are doing 2-a-days. Like the first week of high school football is August 21st. So like we're only 3 weeks away.
I did not realize it was that quick.
Yeah,
I guess I've seen the Dublin schools out in the fields. Yeah. You know, in the mornings and on the way home, and yeah, I guess it's time.
I was at, we were, you know, in Miamisburg yesterday, and when we were driving through, the Vikings of Miamisburg, they were out there.
After
they were out there grinding. Yes, they were.
Love to see it.
Yeah, so, you know, football season is here, and it is awesome. So we'll talk about the jersey patch here in a second. That was, you know, kind of the biggest news that came out from an Ohio State perspective today. Did want to let you know we had some breaking NFL news in the last couple of minutes. This is coming from Ian Rappaport. It does concern a former Buckeye. A new deal for Denzel Ward. Pro Bowl quarterback Denzel Ward and the Browns have agreed to a two-year, $62.2 million extension.
Woo.
Makes him the highest paid defensive back in NFL history for the second time in his career.
Here we go,
$52.3 million guaranteed. Woo. For Denzel Ward.
Just another one to put on the board over at the Woody Hayes. That's saying, right. This is what we can help you get to. Look at all the money our guys are making.
Quickly climbing up that list of highest paid OSU players ever.
Yeah. He's got to be up there. He might be number one. I don't know who that is technically for.
It's Mike Conley,
the basketball player. Yeah, he's at like $300 million.
Mike,
and those are different kind of contracts that the NBA is giving.
Denzel Ward has a long way to go to catch Mike Conley, but I do wonder where that puts Denzel Ward now in like the pantheon of Ohio State football players, because this is his second big contract. Again, the highest paid cornerback in the league for a second time.
That's pretty wild, isn't
it? And including, you know, he was a top five pick as well as a rookie. Like, that's not anything. Well,
especially all spring or spring summer is like, all right, well, they got rid of Miles, they're gonna get rid of Denzel, and they're gonna redo this whole thing, and I'm really glad they're keeping him around. I think he's somebody you can really, you know, just trust to be where he's supposed to be and give you a high level of play, keep him on the field, keep him healthy.
You said that was for $50
million? $53
million. That puts him right up there with Cam.
Okay.
Like, pretty close.
Does it?
Yeah.
What's Cam at, Nate?
Cam's at 178. Denzel was at about 117.
Okay, so
Cam
Hayward.
Oh gosh, okay. I was thinking DBs. I was thinking Cam. Okay, Cam Hayward. Yeah, he's been around for a while.
Yes, he has. Yes, and I was looking at his like Madden rankings or ratings, and he was, I think, a 98
still
or 99.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a reason why he's been around for a long time.
Well, I mean, he just held out last year, right? Because I think he played on a friendly deal the year before, and then he was like, I played at a very high level. He'd pay me like that.
Yep, I think
good
he
for
did,
him,
as well. So, yeah, some breaking news across the NFL. Denzel Ward, congrats to him. Brownie should have a loaded defense. We'll see what happens with their offense this year and who's playing quarterback. We don't know that yet, but you know what? We'll get to training camp in the NFL here in a little bit. Yeah, big news for Ohio State today, inking their big deal across all of the 36 varsity sports. Over at Ohio State, the jersey patch, Jay-Z, we knew it was coming. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the summer. Wisconsin signing for Culver's, right? LSU, I think, was the first like Power Four team to actually do it. I know we talked about the Big 12 deal and how they're going to have like a monster insignia.
Yeah, and that was like for the whole conference. That was the first I heard of it, I think, because they did their media days first, I think, right?
Yes.
And so they kind of came out like Monster's going to be the conference, you know, logo or whatever that may be.
Yeah, because I think the Big 12 logo.
Oh, it's the Big 12 logo.
The Big 12 logo has a monster, you know, energy like patch on that. And then the teams are free to sell.
To do anything else.
Whatever. But yeah.
Oh, man, we're going to look like a pit crew out there.
We're going to look like the shirt I'm wearing. Yeah, team viewer. I got a Kohler sponsorship on my arm. Yeah, it's going to start looking like the crew out there. But yeah, this coming in, $17 million across all the sports. And it was interesting because we were talking about this, like, well, what if Ohio State were to do this? How much money do you think they would get? And again, that monster logo on the Big 12 patch is $20 million for the entire league on football and basketball. For that league. Again, they're free to sell, you know, whatever, as well on the opposite side of the patch. But Ohio State going for $17 million annually. That's a.
Do you think that's high or low?
I think that's just about right, because when Austin and I were kind of workshopping, like, what would that number even look like? I think we landed on between like 15 and 20 million.
Is that?
But
so I was thinking like the soccer leagues over in Europe, I mean, they get like $300 million
for
that type of deal, right?
Global viewership.
But I mean, the U.S. has a lot to do with that, I'd imagine. Who knows? I guess maybe not. You do.
I do
tune into that stuff.
Oh, you do too.
Morocco.
Big diehard soccer guy. But yeah, Chase Bank, the first ever jersey patch sponsor for all 36 of Ohio State sport teams. Again, $17 million. I saw Notre Dame ink a deal today with SoFi. Like, everyone was releasing jersey patches today.
The best thing I saw today was a Notre Dame fan talking about Ohio State saying Notre Dame would never do this. And then like an hour later, it was like, SoFi, here you go.
It was something like, we're never going to sell our souls.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it, though, $17 million annually for you know, something that's as simple as a jersey patch. Like, you knew it was coming, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everyone is trying to find a way to grow more revenue. You've heard Ross Bjork talk about that so many times since he took over the job here. And I actually like the way that, you know, this looks, because it's not blue. Like, apparently Ryan Day and Ross
Bjork, big thing we were worried about, right?
We were talking about that. Like, what if it's a blue company? Can you do
Worthington
that?
Worthington Industries in town.
Correct.
Blue.
Yeah. Nationwide is blue. Chase is blue. Like, you know, you got a lot of big blue logos out
that's
there.
No bueno.
And the way that they've done it, it's going to be either white or gray. Mm-hmm. There's going to be no blue on the actual logo, which I think it's a good
smart
job by everybody involved. And I guess Ryan Day was asked about that. He was like, there's just no way.
Couldn't do it.
That
we're not allowed to wear blue in the Woody Hayes. You can't wear blue on your jersey during game day.
I mean, $17 million.
And that's what, for five, is that 5 years? Am I right on that? I think it was a 5 year, $17 million a year. I'd love to see how all that gets broken down. I mean, you have 36 sports, you know, where I would like to see the percentages on that just to see where it all falls. But man, that was the big splash. And I mean, I think Notre Dame, I saw, was it 20 they got?
Yeah, 18 to 20.
So, I mean, like, we came out and then, you know, all right, that's, you know, you're looking at the Big 12, $20 million for the whole league. We got 17. And, you know, it's a big number. I mean, that shows you what Ohio State is to these companies out there, though.
It
they want to be a
part
of it.
The power of the brand,
that's right,
for sure. Also, in addition to the jersey patch sponsorship, that was tough to say.
Say that three times fast.
Chase will also provide NIL opportunities to Ohio State athletes. They will also provide financial literacy courses to Ohio State athletes through dedicated programming. So
it
sounds like
that.
It's a win-win for everybody over there in the Woody and everybody involved in Ohio State athletics.
It's a win, not a win for the Q guys who have to go and put all those patches on now, because we know it takes 18 months to get new jerseys from Nike after the new sleeves just rolled out. So
Kevin Reese, how'd you
Kevin's going to have a, you know, busy couple of weeks here putting all those patches on.
Yeah, got to make sure. I don't know if they're going to wear them on the practice jerseys either.
That could be another selling point for somebody else.
Could be.
Like, come on down, be practice jerseys.
Because that's what the NFL does. The NFL sells their practice jerseys, but haven't gotten to a point.
Well, the only problem with that is Ohio State would have to allow people in to see their practice.
They don't do that.
And no college team really does that.
Hey,
so,
you know, their videos go viral all the time on social media.
That's true. They do put videos out. They have all that nowadays, so people will see a little bit more.
Get the warm-up attire. This patch.
Stretching, and, you know, you got the logo there.
Yeah, Chase, another $3 million. Yeah, you know, let's give it
let's
up to
go
a
round
nice
20. I mean,
round 20.
Why not?
Do the practice jerseys, and then we'll be good. So yeah, that was a big day today. $17 million annually for the next 5 seasons. Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti, he talked all kinds of things today at Media Days in Chicago. You're going to hear from him coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Office Methods, your authorized Ricoh dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
As America's largest custom home builder, Schumacher Homes believes a top-quality home should be affordable for everyone in the Buckeye State. We work with the leading architects to bring you the latest in design, and then you have the ability to make changes. Not just selecting finishes, but moving walls, adding rooms, literally customizing anything from the ground up. It's a misconception that custom homes have to be expensive. We work within your budget to build an amazing home on your land. Visit SchumacherHomes.com or any of our 9 Ohio locations.
Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long.
If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you.
Your home of the Reds.
The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family's story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Things are popping at Al's Delicious Popcorn. With over 80 flavors to choose from, we have something for everyone. From classics like caramel cashew, white cheddar, and our famous vanilla butternut, to new flavors like chicken and waffles and spicy barbecue. They are all made fresh and they are all delicious. Visit us online at alspopcorn.com or come see us and experience the best service in town at 1500 Bethel Road in Columbus. Al's Delicious Popcorn.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We've got tranquil weather across central Ohio for the rest of this week. Overnight tonight, clear skies and temperatures in the low 60s. On Wednesday, a lot of sunshine, dry 81. On Thursday, a lot of sunshine, around 83. And then into the middle 80s on Friday with a lot of sunshine. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
Are we drinking the Scarlet and Gray Kool-Aid? You bet we are. You're listening to the Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with my guy Jay-Z tonight. Burn, he's going to join us from the windy city of Chicago. Coming up at 6:30, him, Austin, Television's Adam King, Television's Nicole Sheeran, Pat Murphy, Joshua Perry, they are all over in Chicago this week for Big Ten Media Day. So Berm, he's going to join us from there, really set the table as to what he heard today. Was there anything that, you know, piqued his interest from the commissioner, coaches, players? Ohio State does go tomorrow. The schedule on that, I believe Ryan Day is slated to go at noon tomorrow, and then the players, I don't know, I got an email a little bit earlier
prime time
today. I think they're usually at noon. They're usually a noon start.
Everybody's going to be there to see them and talk to those guys and, you know, get the feelings of what they feel like going into the season.
Of course. So, you know, we'll check in with Berm coming up at 6:30 from Media Days in Chicago. When commissioners talk, are you interested in it at all? Because it does, I mean, the Brett Yormark stuff was interesting a couple of weeks ago during the Big 12 Media Days. Just because he got in a fight with a reporter, which I thought was, you know, pretty good. But, you know, expansion, I think that's a league, obviously, that is looking to expand. And they're also looking to be, you know, in conversations of college football playoffs. And, we have the right to be here at the table. I know that the ACC, I'm not really that interested in hearing the ACC talk, just because I don't think Jim Phillips, the commissioner down there, has as much like pizzazz as Brett Yormark does. And then, you know, of course, the SEC and Greg Sankey. I'm like, I'm interested in hearing what they have to say and, you know, how they whine about everything. Yeah. But as far as Tony Petitti goes, I mean, he seemed like a pretty cool, calm, collected character up there today. Three national championships. Trophies right behind him, and it does seem that there's a quiet confidence from him when he speaks.
Well, I think there is, and I mean, I was telling you earlier, I saw I think he was 500 to 700 words less than any other commissioner that spoke. At their media days, he just lets our play and our trophies kind of do the talking for us, and you know, I don't. it's exciting because it's finally, all right, we got media days coming. So, yeah, people are talking and this and that. But I just feel like it's a chance for these commissioners to go out and pound the table on whatever they want.
It is.
Whatever message they want to get out, or whether it's a, you know, a way to say, well, we need this stuff through this SAVE Act, or you know, we're going to do this. I just, you know, until something happens, I don't really care about it. And I don't think a media day or whatever they say there is going to make anything, any difference. I think they're just, you know, kind of posturing a little bit. So I'm glad, you know, as far as the Big Ten goes, we just, you know, come up. We're all about business. You know, this is what we've done. Here's our three national championships for the last 3 years. I think he did talk a little bit about the expansion type stuff.
He did talk about, you know, the expansion. He talked about the SEC and the possibility of them breaking away.
Yeah, and how much he talks to the Sankey. Yeah. He's like, I talked to him more than five times this week.
Like the relationship between them and the SEC. So, like, all kinds of different stuff is what he was talking about. But since you mentioned it, college football playoff expansion, also the SEC, how many times did they talk? Here was Tony Petitti's answer from that a little bit earlier today in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I'll say about, you know, working with the SEC on the playoff and working with Greg specifically, you know, I've never heard him say that he won't do the work and consider 24. I mean, he's been public about certain preferences he has, but he's committed himself to doing the work around all formats. And we've done the same thing. We have strong opinions about where the right path is. I think there's been an evolution since we were here last year about how people feel about 24 or, at this point. And we've made adjustments in our league. We were focused on automatic qualifiers. We're not focused on that anymore. We're looking at, you know, the committee picking the field to 24. We feel that that ultimately will still unlock the power of scheduling that we want. So we work every day with it. I think the path is, you know, you've got to be able to do this in a way that allows you to not play championship games. There's obviously significant economic value in our championship games across the P4. And so we've got to understand where that is. And if we can find the value, then I think it just changes the tone of the conversations. But it's been completely collaborative. And even though the memo gives the SEC and the Big Ten more, you know, the operating decision-making in this process, we've really included, you know, on a daily basis, our colleagues in the ACC, the Big 12, and everybody else in the CFP room. We're trying to do this together. I think there's been a lot of movement among coaches and ADs around the country that 24 is the right number, but we've got to see if it has the right value, and we got to understand that process and how we schedule it and when.
I've told you this before, and I'm sure if, you know, I've done a show with Austin or Berm or Pat or anybody in the past. I don't like the number 24. It doesn't make sense to me. More isn't necessarily always better, Jay-Z. We've seen that already in the couple of years of the expanded playoff field. I understand it from a conference perspective. I definitely understand it from a TV perspective, right? I mean, we're talking about a $17 million jersey patch. You know, they're looking to get the most bang for their buck. And now conference championships would come to an end if they go to a 24-team college football playoff. Like, he just said it right there, and he was saying it multiple times today. I know that, you know, the SEC, Greg Sankey, doesn't want to go to 24. Ultimately, the Big Ten and the SEC are the ones that control the college football playoff. And I've said this in the past, and I'll say it again. If it's them bickering at each other and not getting a deal done, and it just stays at 12, I'm okay. They can fight for as long as they want over that, because I think 12 is pretty good, especially since they've kind of reseeded it and made some of the adjustments that were confusing the first year we saw it. But I think it's a pretty good product as it stands. I do know what the 24-team playoff would look like, and the first round games would be bad. But
they're still going to make money on those. I mean, he's talking about, you know, finding the value in it. Like, I mean, you know, if you have a Big Ten team playing in that first round, that's going to be a big money game.
I'm watching.
Yeah, everybody's going to be tuned in.
I can't turn away from it.
So you're getting rid of one, but you have the possibility of adding, you know, a few more to that first week. You know, the money's probably going to figure itself out. The one thing I wish they would do is just say, because I was reading something today, I don't know if Petitti said it, but basically, like, we want to play those SEC teams because the fans want it, and we want it, and we want to do that. So they would come out and say, listen, we want 24 because we want to be able to do this and go across the conferences and play those big games without worrying about what happens if we lose that big game. You know, then maybe people would maybe soften a little bit on
a little
the
more
24.
Natural buy-in.
Yeah, you know, maybe a little bit more like, all right, yeah, if we're going to start seeing, you know, Texas come to Columbus and we go down there, or we go down to,
we're going to go down to Bama.
Georgia, Bama, they come up here, like, who? Okay. Because then if you have a couple, two or three losses, if you have that kind of schedule, maybe you're not hurt as bad and you still make the playoffs. So, I mean, I think it opens itself up for some bigger you know, in-season games than maybe we've been used to.
And your regular season, which college football fans have held that so dear, because for forever, you know, you lose one game in your regular season, like you're toast. And then they expanded the playoffs. It's like, well, maybe you can lose two and kind of get away with it. You go to 24. I mean, there'll be four lost teams in the playoff, which is fine. You know, not to say that there's not good four lost teams out there, but now you're talking about
but if one or two of those losses is a hey, we went up and played Michigan in the Big House, or you know, hey, we went down to Bama and played them, you know, at Denny Stadium. I'm like, that kind of stuff matters, I think, a little bit. I mean, you're putting yourself out there to play a big game for the fans of the sport that maybe don't get to see that all the time, and I guess at that point in time we would see it more often. But I think that would bring a level of excitement, saying, all right, we're going to get more of these big games. And yeah, we don't have to worry about it as much. You know, we don't have to be mad at our AD for scheduling them because we missed out by one game when we go to the 24. I still think 12 is fine. I think it's good where it is, but it sounds like he wants to do 24.
He's said that for forever.
Yes, I mean, he said it. Sounds like he wants to do it. He just got to get the SEC on board. And, you know, I feel like that's one way they could get fans to kind of be like, nah. Okay, I'm okay. I'm okay with that. Yeah, more big regular season matchups with teams that we don't see.
Like
all
you
the time.
Go down to Texas this year, and you also have another good team. Clemson comes into town.
LSU. Whoever. I mean, we go to LSU and play them, or you know, I mean, even like the Florida States, the Floridas. I mean, games we don't get a lot of. I think that would really be something cool. And then you're getting rid of your non-conference, or you know, you're getting rid of the cupcake game is more than likely, or maybe one of those a year.
I think if you expand to 24, it's one.
Maybe you get one, but and now everything else is you're playing big boys, and we're going to get after it.
Now you need to schedule two, you know, Power Four games, and then play your nine-game conference schedule.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Whatever it is. But, he definitely seems confident that it's going to get done, the 24-team college football playoff. So he spoke a little bit earlier today. Berm, he was in attendance for that. We will go to Chicago and check in with him at Lollapalooza, see if he made it for Tony Petitti's press conference. We'll check in with him coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams. The agile, get it done teams. The achieve more together teams. And the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
Relax and let Kroger Pickup handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items, then choose your favorites, carefully pack everything up, and load it right into your trunk so you can feel confident it's what you ordered. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Pickup and Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first pickup or delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The best damn radio show in the land. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with our guy Jay-Z tonight, Justin Zwick. Right now we head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Checking with our guy. He's live at Lollapalooza. He is Jeremy Birmingham. Berm, what's going on? Happy Lolla Week to you.
Thank you. Just getting ready for Spin Doctors to come on stage. Spin Doctors to the main stage.
That is right. I can't wait to hear a recap. I'm sure we'll hear music in the background a little bit later.
You guys are 1-2 princes. I adore you.
Yeah, we adore everybody here. Who are you most looking forward to seeing? Is it the Spin Doctors or is it someone else?
I don't actually know who's playing at Lollapalooza. So
that's
hey Berm, how was your trip over? I know you were worried about it with the storms that came through last night. Did you guys? I mean, everything go okay on your guys' ride out there?
I mean, no. Honestly, I had to wait for Austin to finish up doing the Buckeye Show, and that extra time, we did not get a drop of rain on the entire
all that
drive,
worry so. For nothing, huh?
No, it's called preparation. It's not worry. It's preparation.
I mean, Brim Cantori was on the scene there, and I'm glad you guys
made. Like to be surprised. Oh,
Monday at the live show, Brim he was worried.
I can guarantee you that he was too.
He was worried. We told him to fly. They go above the storms, but he doesn't like that either.
Which would you rather have, Brim? Flying in clear skies above the storm, or driving
through
5 hours in Chicago? Yeah, through a tornado. Which one would you rather?
I would rather drive through tornadoes than fly anywhere.
I know
I'm
you would.
Not. I'm not taking a 45-minute flight anywhere. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right, let's talk some football or some sponsorships or whatever you want to talk about. Tony Petitti speaking to the media a little bit earlier, Berm. Jay-Z and I were just listening to some of what he had to say. Expanded college football playoff, relationship with the SEC was big points of conversation today with him. How would you grade the commission's performance behind the microphone today?
Well, I want to say first and foremost that I was making a joke talking to Austin and Bill Landis earlier that it was great that we had been able to make it to SEC Media Days because the first eight questions were about the SEC. Overall, I actually thought Tony Petitti was pretty good today. I mean, he's not someone that has been necessarily endearing himself to the media, or at least in the local markets. And I didn't know if that was just a matter of him feeling uncomfortable in talking about his stances or advocating for the league. But I thought overall, once he got going and people started, I thought there was a moment when you could see he got visibly annoyed that the conversation kept being about the SEC and saying like, hey, actually, the Big Ten's pretty good. And we don't take a back seat to anybody, and was being frustrated with some of the line of questioning about what the SEC does. I thought it was a pretty good performance for him, all things considered, because, again, he's not someone that the Big Ten footprint really knows a lot about. I mean, you know, he's a former TV guy. You figure he has a pretty good mind for what he's doing from a business perspective. But as far as advocating for the league and being the voice of the Big Ten and the voice of the coaches and the athletic directors, I thought today was a really positive step for the Big Ten. And people may not agree with the 2014 playoff. People may not agree with this, that, or the other thing. But at least if you can get in front of a room full of people and explain why you think the way you think and why the coaches feel the way they feel, then that's a win.
Well, I mean, I think most of the stuff is going to be about the expansion and, you know, his relationship with the. Was there any like little nuggets that you took out of his talk that maybe aren't going to be blown up as much as, you know, maybe those types of topics? Or was it pretty vanilla other than that?
It was pretty, honestly, the first 10, 12, 20 minutes of his introduction and his welcome speech was pretty generic. It felt like your basic standard boilerplate. Hey, this is what we've done. We're winning championships. This is why we have all these teams. We do this, that, or the other thing. I thought, again, the center of the entire day really shifted when he seemed to be just annoyed, which I was happy about, because the Big Ten shouldn't be putting itself in a position where people act as though it's some sort of second-rate conference to the SEC. And there wasn't a lot of conversation about specifics today, and that's probably because of the timing of the morning. The Save College Sports Act and the new bill was being put on their table today, and so I don't think he went into the press conference with an absolute like laundry list of things he needed to say. It was more just saying, hey, this is why the Big Ten has believed what it believed, and why they've pushed for what they pushed for. I thought that, you know, he made some good points about why the conference championships will have to go away, mm-hmm. and what the value of the 2014 playoff would be. You know, and I think it does seem like it's moving that way around the country. So if the Big Ten's going to, you know, throw a little weight around, I think that you're starting to see that. And some of that just comes from Petitti being more comfortable.
We've got Berm with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline over in Chicago for Media Days taking place this week. Berm, I know that some coaches went today. Ohio State's going to be up at noon tomorrow. I think it was Bielema, Schiano, Matt Campbell, Fickell, Kirk Ferentz, and Lincoln Riley today. Who spoke to the media? Did you get to hear any of them? What else were you doing? If you did get to listen to them, who kind of impressed you the most with what they had to say about their squad?
Did we get to hear them? Yes. Did we listen to a single word a single coach that spoke today said? No.
Not even Bert? You knew he was going to come out with some fire.
No, I mean, you know that all those guys are just on stage and vamping for their teams. I thought Matt Campbell, I mean, I did hear him filibustering a little bit in the background. It seemed like he didn't want to answer questions about Penn State and what they were building. But
interesting strategy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're trying to build some momentum and give your team some positive buzz when no one has any idea if they're going to be any good or not. Rocco Becht was there. He did, you know, he got a lot of praise for Matt Campbell. I like Matt. I mean, as a Toledo guy and as a former Toledo coach, I've known Matt for a long time. I think it's a good fit for the league. I thought it was interesting to hear him talk about basically his love affair with the Big Ten. But other than that, no, nobody's going to say anything inflammatory or really insightful up there at their podium segments. I don't expect that Ryan Day will do that tomorrow. I mean, Kurt Cignetti will probably say something funny because he's just riding high on the Cignetti waves, but nobody else is going to like go up there and try to create talking points or, you know, bulletin board material.
Going into tomorrow, I mean, are you guys going to stick around for Cignetti, or is it kind of just get Ohio State, get what you need, and get out?
Well, we've got Ryan Day at the press conference at the podium at 11:45 or something like that. He'll be the last guy speaking, as you'd expect. Then the Ohio State players begin like at 1:15, and they'll do their individual day of sessions, and then Ryan Day will do his. So it'll be a couple hours worth of content, really just – again, I'd be shocked if any of these guys said anything that actually moves the needle anywhere. Julian Sain and Jeremiah Smith and Jalen McClain are certainly not the guys that you look at as just runaway mouthpieces. they're going to be pretty buttoned up. Jeremiah will have some interesting conversation, I'm sure, about his off season and the discussion around Miami and all that stuff. But most of that's going to come from the national media, and you know, we don't really like to feed into that kind of hysteria because it just feels like clickbait. But
I know that you guys go ahead, Berm. Sorry.
We'll get on the road right after that is done, and then tomorrow afternoon to try to get on that 6.5-hour drive back to Columbus.
All right, how's the weather looking for tomorrow? Are you in the clear?
78, 82, and no chance of rain tomorrow. It's gonna be perfect.
I know that.
I mean, we're gonna be in the Hilton, Chicago. It was like 38 degrees in there today.
I think we could probably have a contest. What's colder, where you're at, or the studio that we are currently in? I know that you and Austin, you have a magical way of wrangling these said players, so you don't think you're going to say anything, Berm. I mean, do you have that kind of pinned down? You and Television's Adam King, Nicole Sheeran. I know that Austin, you guys are up there. I mean, have we got any exclusives on the horizon for tomorrow?
I can't speak for what Television's Adam King or what Nicole Sheeran or anybody else has lined up. I know that we expect to have Jeremiah Smith and Julian Sain and Jalen McClain on the beat for Thursday morning. We expect to have a interview online tomorrow afternoon as soon as we can with Ryan Day from a sit down with him that we'll do in the morning. And then we'll have some snap judgments. We'll have a lot of stuff tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a busy day.
I know it will be very busy. And I thought you guys may have had one-on-ones with just about everybody. That's why I wanted to ask. So make sure you're, you know, locked into everything that is going on in the Austin and Berm show on the YouTube channel. Like and subscribe to those guys. We'll have great things lined up for you. Big news today, jersey patches. I know Tony Petitti was kind of talking about it a little bit earlier today at his press conference. Chase, Ohio State, Berm getting together $17 million annually for 36, all 36 varsity sports across Ohio State athletics. Jay-Z and I were talking about it in the first segment. $17 million is a pretty big deal for an athletic department as big as Ohio State's.
It's a big deal. It's a less big deal when you realize that it's being spread across 36 sports in certain ways. We'll figure out, hopefully, because Ross Bjork and Ryan Day and the president of Ohio State had a press conference this afternoon, but all of the media was here in Chicago, so nobody got to really be there. Interesting timing. But we do expect to at least try to bend Ross Bjork's ear a little bit tomorrow and get some sense of how that's going to break down, how it's going to be allocated, where those funds are going to go. But at the risk of sounding like I don't know a darn thing, I don't know a darn thing because we didn't get to be at the press conference today because everyone on the beat was in Chicago.
Oh, golly. What is your hard-hitting question for Julian Sain tomorrow?
We've been discussing what way we want to attack this sit down with Julian, and maybe attack's the wrong word, but
here's a question for you, for him, Berm. He was going to Lollapalooza with you and Austin while you were in Chicago, what would be the five bands that he would pick for his lineup?
That's actually a really good question. We know Julian loves Maroon 5, but I don't know if they're going to be there tomorrow at Lollapalooza or this week. So I think that is an interesting question. Who would he want to listen to at Lollapalooza is actually interesting. We were really thinking more about going back, you know, back in time, back to the future, if you will, to get his thoughts on last summer and what is different for him as the sure thing, locked in Ohio State starter, as opposed to how things went when he got into training camp last August against Lincoln Kienholt. So that's really, you know, people are going to want to, I'm sure he'll be asked about his girlfriend and all that dumb crap that people don't really care about. But, you know, I'm interested to see just how life has changed for him in the last year, when now you look at what's all in front of him and how much different he's perceived nationally, how well known he is, et cetera. I'll probably ask him about the Dirtbag Julian, because I really wish he'd bring back the goatee. I really like Dirtbag Julian, but he seemed against it. So
I think he should. I think he should just go full throttle and bring it back. Hey, before we get you out of here, what else is burning in your mind? What are you and Austin doing tonight? I mean, I know you got the evening free in the Windy City. What are you getting into?
Well, let's be clear, Brandon. The evening's not all that free, okay? Number one, it's already 6:45 in the Eastern time zone.
It's only 5:45 for you guys.
Plenty of time.
Austin has a couple radio things very early in the morning. We're staying out by Midway Airport, so we've got about an hour drive into the hotel in the morning to make sure we're set up and ready to rock and roll. We've been out, we had some dinner and got some, bevies to take back to the hotels buddies from around the country that we know, and we're going to catch up with for a little bit, but not much more than that. I just want to talk about, you know, how you guys are doing mostly.
Oh, we're doing great. I just hope that you guys have a great time. That's really,
did you guys go over to the press conference today? Cause I thought you were tasked with that.
I sure didn't. Tyler Danberg.
I didn't get the email.
I asked Tyler Danberg about it and he said it was great. It was terrific. It was riveting. I said, okay, that sounds good to me.
I'm sure it was super riveting.
Buddy, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us here this evening. Have a great time tomorrow, checking in with all the Buckeyes. Looking forward to the coverage, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
We'll do our best. Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Berm with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Where are the Buckeyes projected to finish in the Big Ten preseason media poll? Talking about riveting. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt. As a team like no other. Giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp presented by Safelite and Bob's Discount Furniture, happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 6th through August 8th. Don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit Ticketmaster.com/Ohio State Buckeyes to purchase your tickets today.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
If you still have a weird rash from jumping in Mirror Lake, we can be friends. This is the Buckeye Show.
Buckeye football camp right around the corner. And your first look at the 2026 Buckeyes is here. You can join us August 6th through the 8th at the Woody for Ohio State football training camp presented by Safe Light and Bob's Discount Furniture. Watch practice live, get autographs, take photos with players, experience the start of a new season. Tickets are limited. They're going fast. $48 general admission or upgrade to VIP for shaded seating, refreshments, and more. Secure your spot today at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. Don't miss your chance to be part of Buckeye Nation's kickoff to 2026. You and I were talking a little bit earlier. Jay-Z, we're going to try to go out there Thursday morning. It's always fun taking the little lad over there. Yeah. William seems to enjoy it. He doesn't enjoy watching practice. Like when I go out there, I don't get to watch practice because he wants to be always on the field that the specialists are on because that's where like the blocking dummies are at. And so that's what we will be doing next Thursday. Like I'll go say hey to everyone. We'll watch like maybe one period of stretching and then walk through, and then I will be pulled to the other side where we're doing, you know, running through the tackling dummies and on the blocking sled. That's what I'm going
to
be doing.
That's awesome though. That's so much fun. I mean, even when I go to practice, like I don't hardly get to watch because you just run into everybody you know and you haven't seen in so long, and so you're just talking. You know, it's wild. And you're like, I'm trying to pay attention here. Can you guys leave me alone?
What'd you take away from practice today? I saw a lot of people. I haven't seen
Coach
in a while.
Coop. You know, I haven't talked to him in a few years. You know, I had a good conversation with him. You know, that's just how it kind of goes. But yeah, looking forward to getting back out there, even though they're going to be in maybe helmets. I mean, it's not going to be an exciting practice by any means.
I think they will just be in helmets.
But it's going to be football players on a football field doing something in preparation for a season.
So. It is also cool. Like it's an opportunity to get out there and actually see how large these guys are. And usually, I mean, if you go to the spring game or you go, you know, sit at Ohio Stadium and, you know, if you have season tickets, I'm sure you're maybe a little bit more acclimated to that. But I mean, you go there to training camp, like you're right on the field, man. Like those guys.
It's like when you go to an NBA game and you're like, oh, like, and you're close to the floor and you're like, these guys are humongous.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, getting close to these offensive linemen and defensive linemen, I mean, like, there's some monsters out there.
And I know it's like, you know, acclimation period, but still, like, they're whizzing all around the field, too. And you get a look at how big and fast these guys are. It's like, that is quite the different sport that they're playing than what I'm used to seeing every day. So that starts next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We will be out there. Good chance to get to see where your Buckeyes land and what is going on. So very, very fun for that. Jay-Z, according to the Bill and Doug Show, which is Bill Landis, Doug Lemerice, who do a very good job, Cleveland.com and USA Today, they all released their unofficial Big Ten preseason polls compiled from votes from media members around the country. So again, a combination platter of the three polls, the Bill and Doug Show, Cleveland.com, USA Today. From the Bill and Doug Show, it included the average projected finish for each team from 1st to 18th. Ohio State came in at number one on the weighted average, with a average of 1.74, 19 first place votes for that one. Oregon actually came in second, but had more first place votes than Ohio State.
How does that work?
It's weighted. So like Ohio State had 19 first place votes, but I'm guessing Ohio State had more second place votes than Oregon had more third place votes.
Fair enough.
Is how I'm
not a good math guy.
I'm not either.
I saw a 19 and 20 is bigger than 19, so I thought maybe that should be
a head scratcher. How does that make sense?
That's interesting.
So Ohio State projected in that one to go first. Oregon 2, Indiana 3rd, USC 4th. They're getting a lot of love.
Michigan 5.
They're getting a lot of love. Michigan at 5, Washington 6, Penn State 7, Iowa 8, Illinois 9, and then Minnesota at number 10. And then a little bit earlier for the other poll, you had Oregon finish 1, Ohio State finishing 2, and then Indiana at number 3, according to the USA Today poll. Whatever. It seems to be a combo platter of Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana. Pick whoever else you want to backfill in there.
And that's kind of how it's been all summer long, like coming up, like top five teams in the country. It's like Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana are up there in the top five. You know, wherever you put them is where you put them. But I think those three teams, you know, coming into the season, I know Texas is loaded, and we've heard a lot about that. But, I mean, as far as the teams that we know and see on a yearly basis, like they are the three of the top five teams in the country.
I think they're,
and we all play each other, and it's going to be a lot of fun this season.
They're predominantly your national champion favorites, right? Like, you have Texas out of the SEC for sure. That's getting a lot of preseason love. You also have Notre Dame that is getting a lot of preseason love. But I think, you know, if you averaged out those five programs, Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana, Texas, and Notre Dame, like those are your five that are really taking the country by storm that people think are a little head and shoulders above the rest of everyone in college football.
I wonder if we would feel that same way if Notre Dame was in the Big Ten, because their schedule is just so easy that they have to stub their toe to not make. I mean, like,
well, they've been known to do that.
They have been known to do that, but I think that they're kind of out of the, well, I don't know. They lost to two big time teams last
they
year.
They lost to Miami, Miami to Texas A&M.
The year before that, it was Northern Illinois. The year before that, like Marshall. Something. So they've kind of gotten rid of those, at least. But there's
the two hardest
just so
team
easy.
That they played last year. They lost, and unfortunately for them, it was the two games right out of the gates. And they and they had the whole season to recover, and they did. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you know, the College Football Playoff Committee picked the win that Miami had over the loss that Notre Dame had, and Miami ended up making the College Football Playoff final. So it was a pretty good job out of the playoff committee.
I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, you got to look at the schedules and who people have played and where they ended up. I mean, what was it last year? It was Notre Dame. Like, they played, was it Navy? They ranked Navy like 24 that week just so Notre Dame would have another top 25 win.
Yeah, that was so, top 25 win.
Fair enough. So, yeah, they did that to help them,
Pitt?
I think.
Was it Pitt or Navy? It was one of the
It may have
two.
Been Pitt. You're right. I think it was Pitt now that you say that. But anyhow, their schedule's so weak, they're going to be up there. They're going to be, you know, they just have to be playing their best football going into the playoffs, but they're not going to be tested at all, I don't think, throughout the year.
Yeah, so they got Wisconsin to open up the season. That'll be fun. That'll be a huge win for Luke Fickell.
I heard him talk. I listened to his little, you know, 5-minute opener, and he's like, you know, we're better off than we have been the last 3 years that I've been here. He wasn't trying to say, hey, we're going to win the Big Ten this year, but we are on the right path, and, you know, we have the right guys now. Feel really comfortable about that. So that would be a huge, huge win.
It would be a rather large loss for Notre Dame, too, in week number one against Wisconsin team that's kind of picked to finish mid-table, better than they were the last couple of years. Second week of the season for Notre Dame, they get Rice and then Michigan State at home. I'm glad that they're kind of bringing that back. Mm. I always loved the Michigan State, Michigan, Notre Dame series. I did enjoy those.
Now that Sparty's terrible, they bring it back.
Yeah, right. Well, they couldn't have predicted that 4 or 5 years ago whenever they made the schedule, even though that they were bad then.
Even though they were terrible 4 or 5 years ago.
They go on the road to Purdue, so that'll probably be a win for them. Down at Chapel Hill, who's been having some problems in the recent days with Mike Lombardi, their GM. Home against Stanford. At BYU, I know a lot of people like BYU. I think BYU is a pretty good football team. Not an easy place to go out and play, for sure. Navy, they are at home against Miami in November, and then they get Boston College, SMU, and Syracuse in the run-in. So, I mean, yeah, it's probably about the same schedule that they had last year. The only thing going for them is, like, their two tough games are in the middle of the season, and they're not going to get jumped in the first 2 weeks.
And if they do have two losses, I mean, wherever they end up, as long as they're in the top 12, they're in, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. They just got to be.
We carved that out.
Yeah, as long as there's not three losses, I guess, where they could be outside of that top 12. I mean, I imagine they're going to get in, but yeah, that's the thing about, I mean, they just make their own schedule, you know, and they get Miami in November coming up there. So it's going to be cold. Miami guys aren't going to be flying around like they're used to in the hot Miami heat.
Right.
I mean, just perfect storm.
And they're
for Marcus and the boys.
I know that Notre Dame fans are praying, just like I would be praying too if Miami was visiting here in November. Like, let it be a 40-degree cold rain Saturday.
Be cold,
yeah. You know, like, just the worst weather you could
possibly. I want these guys to step off the plane and be like, what? Like Santonio Holmes, when he came on his recruiting visit up here, first time he had seen snow. Let's make it something like that in South Bend for that game.
That would be, you know, like, even where the locals are like, this is gross. You know, like,
yeah, I don't even want to go to this game.
No, I don't want to sit out in the cold rain. It's the worst weather that we could possibly offer. Dante Moore, he definitely didn't leave early to go to the draft to avoid the Jets. He definitely
not at all.
Didn't do that. That's in the Pulse next. It's the Buckeye Show on the
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trusted. Visit CareSource.com.
The future of recycling is now at Rumpke Waste and Recycling. The recycling leader has opened North America's largest, most technologically advanced recycling center right here in Central Ohio. This one-of-a-kind facility features interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the ability to process over 60 tons of recycled material per hour. Rumpke is committed to recycling and sustainability efforts. And for more than 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure the items you place in your recycling bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in our landfills and more of it to good use.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Nate Puderbaugh, their sports update. Earlier today, the Ohio State University announced they've reached an agreement with J.P. Morgan Chase that will make Chase Bank their first-ever patch sponsor. In addition to football, the patch will be worn by all 36 varsity sports. It's a deal that will reportedly generate around $17 million annually and will provide NIL and financial literacy resources to all student-athletes. At Big Ten Media Day, the media selected Julian Sain and Jeremiah Smith to preseason All-Big Ten honors. Afternoon baseball today saw the Cleveland Guardians beat the Cincinnati Reds in Game 1 of a doubleheader 6-5. Game 2 of that series comes your way tonight at 7:10. Catch all the action immediately following the Buckeye Show. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles signed two-time Pro Bowl selection Jalen Carter to a four-year, $152 million contract extension worth up to $160 million. The deal includes $102 million guaranteed, the most ever guaranteed money and average salary in NFL history for a defensive tackle. Bringing sports news to what happens in the fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hour number two of the program for us here on this nice little Tuesday. Your kids, when they get around family, Jay-Z, do they just lose, like, their minds? Like, do they just run around like chickens with their heads cut off?
At times, yes. All I gotta kind of turn the volume down just a little bit.
So, you know, one of those things. You know, we're hanging out this weekend. Go back to Dayton on Sunday. Meredith's grandpa passed away, 98 years old, lived an unbelievable life. And, you know, he had...
It's a lot of years.
Had six kids, you know. So, like, everyone's coming in from, you know, different, like, from Florida,
cousins
Chicago.
Cousins haven't seen in a while.
Cousins he's never met before. Yeah, fair. Yeah. And so, you know, we're at a church down in Miamisburg, you know, just a little suburb of Dayton. And like we're at the viewing, so there's a huge long line that's kind of spanning, you know, kind of going
98 years. You know a lot of people.
He knows a lot of people, and his kids knew a lot of people as well. And so it was a nice, you know, service that they had. But there was probably, I don't know, 10 kids there that were under the age of 6. Mm. And so luckily they had a little stage that they could play on, but it was just absolute chaos. Like William, after 6 o'clock when we got done there, was fully drenched in sweat. I'm like, you were playing in an air conditioned room and these guys were just running like it was.
We had some calling hours from my wife's grandma and there's a little room off the kitchen in the back. Yep. All the cousins were just in there like, wrestling and doing whatever.
I have the opposite issue. That's I have a bunch of like smaller nieces and nephews and stuff like that. So I'm tall. Therefore, I've been a human jungle gym for the last 20 years of my life.
There you go. It's perfect. That's great. Everybody wins. Everybody has to have the fun Uncle Nate.
And you get to just send them back. So you only get a certain amount of time.
That's the best part of being an uncle,
What time does this event end? 4 o'clock? It's 3:30?
All right, that was fun. Here you go.
Yes. Have fun, Mom and Dad. I've loaded them up on sugar as well.
Yeah, I gave them whatever they wanted. Yeah.
So he was out of control. And then for like the service yesterday, we're like, hey, I know we're in the same place, but this is going to be like an hour and a half. You need to just sit down here and be quiet. And a couple of times, like, he got up, and so I'm like trying to chase him through there, and he's knocking on his cousin's like head. I'm like, dude, people are talking, but he did.
Well, Larry was cool around his cousins because I mean, meeting people that you know haven't been around before. I could see my daughter's like hiding behind my leg. This is your cousin. Go say hi.
Yeah, not him. He was like, hi, I'm William. Let's run around.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was total chaos, but all in all, pretty good weekend. Nate Dogg, what do you have for us tonight?
Dante Moore was projected to be the number one overall pick last year and decided, surprisingly, to go back to the University of Oregon. He wants everyone to know, however, it definitely wasn't because the Jets had the number one pick. He told The Athletic's Chris Vanini, not at all. Of course, there was $50 million on the line, a lot to help support my family. But at the end of the day, I don't play the game for money. I play the game to tell myself I've got a lot to improve. Right.
I think that there's a lot to be said for staying in college an extra year and developing.
And making about $7 to $10 million probably.
Doing fine. You know, if it's not about the money, then say, you know what, Oregon, you can spend this elsewhere. You know, let's really load up the roster and I'll take a pay cut. But again, we've entered this kind of stage of NIL where and Dante Moore, I think, is an exception to the rule. But, you know, guys who maybe have a third day round pick on them or they've got a second day grade, you know, there's a lot to learn from coming back for another year. And nobody is going to blame you for returning to college or hitting the portal. Right. I mean, it's so interesting now, like free market. You can kind of go wherever you want outside of DeMond Williams and signing the deal then trying to get
in
the portal.
Make sure you're in the portal when you're supposed to be in the portal.
Yeah, tell people that you're going to get in the portal and not sign those contracts. I do find it funny that it was phrased like, was that because of the Jets? And Dante Moore would have been in every single right of his to say, yes, I didn't want to go to the Jets.
You can't do that because the Jets could be back up there.
They could be number one again next year.
They could be right up there drafting number one next year. So
I don't think it's even might. I think.
Well, fair. Yeah. So, I mean, he has to be careful on that one because he can't be like, oh, yeah, that's why I didn't go out, because they're going to be sitting right there next year saying, yep, come on over, guy.
Listen, I mean, I know that, you know, the NFL, there's only 32 starting quarterback jobs there. The Jets will, I'm assuming, be a top five pick for next season. Dante Moore will, you know, still be likely a top five draft pick, barring anything crazy that happens this year at Oregon. But I found that extremely interesting. Like, no, it wasn't because of the Jets. I mean, $50 million is on the table, but I wanted to come back and get better. Kudos to you.
Yeah, kudos, because 50 is a big number. That does a lot for you. Even not that the money he's making now doesn't, but, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, back in my day, it was like guys would maybe leave a little bit early if their circumstances were such where they needed to try and go make some money, right? And like, hey, that third day, yeah, maybe I'll get into the second day, but, you know, maybe third or fourth at worst. Now they can say, I don't like that. I'm going to stay here, make some money, or hit the portal, make some more money, and go somewhere else and, you know, learn and develop and mature a little bit more, you know, in college. And then I have that same opportunity. So it's really opened things up for these players to be able to pick and choose when.
Well, listen, man, you're only in college one time, too. You know, Oregon seems like a pretty cool place to be a starting quarterback and making $7 million at. Like, there could be worse
college
options.
Life is not the end of the world. I mean, it's like back in the day, you wanted to go, you needed to go make money, you had to leave. But now, I mean, just stick around, enjoy your time, because you know what? You got the rest of your life to work.
Yeah, you could be playing for the Jets.
Nobody coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
Over-unders for the NFL for this season. The Dolphins and the Cardinals have the lowest win total at 4.5. The Jets and the Raiders sit slightly above them at 5.5. So there's probably still a pretty good chance that Dante Moore ends up being a New York Jet by the time that it's said and done. But at least he got to spend that extra year in Oregon.
You know, and he goes out and maybe wins a national championship or, well, you know, a Heisman Trophy or
5-5 rule, he could come back.
Oh, gosh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, you know, let's go.
Come back for another year. I don't
just
know.
Go wait for the Jets to, you know, get things together.
I don't know.
And in 2 years, the Jets will still be there at number one waiting for him.
In 2 years, he's going to go to the NCAA and say, well, remember I rolled my ankle that one time? I missed a few weeks. Can I get another year?
Sure, here you go. And again, to Nate's point, the Jets will still be picking in the top five there. What's the Nebraska quarterback that transferred there? Why am I?
Dylan Raiola.
Yes, Dylan Raiola might have to find somewhere else.
Yeah, he might have to transfer somewhere else.
At that point. Maybe he'll be.
It'll be his 10th school. That
he'll be drafted by the Jets. You know, it'll be good. And then Dante Moore will be. Nate, what else you got for us tonight?
So I'm not a legal expert, so I don't know how all of this works. But over at Stanford, and of course it would start with the smart kids.
Yes.
The Stanford College football team has formed a fraternity chapter under a partnership with the College Football Players Association, and this is essentially the first step of forming a union at Stanford.
All right, so we've talked about this for a long time, and Mike Florio, take his opinion, leave his opinion, whatever you think of him. Mike Florio is a former lawyer, so when it comes to things like this, I like to go to Pro Football
Talk. He knows a little bit better than we do.
He does a very good job on like breaking down kind of what this means for the NFL, what this means for college football players. And we've always talked about, well, unless there's a collective bargaining agreement on the table, then it's still going to be haywire. And I know we have the Protect College Sports Act that's kind of going through Congress right now, and Tony Petitti and Greg Sankey trying to strong arm and get some amendments made to that bill. But here's what Mike Florio has to say about it. Legal impediments to creating a college version of the NFLPA. Public universities wouldn't fall within the purview of federal labor law. One potential workaround would be to make the players joint employees of their schools in their conferences, which are technically private entities. So players coming together and organizing for a potential collective bargaining agreement, I think that's a step towards player employment. Obviously it is. Obviously, this also comes from Stanford, but from a player perspective, like take Jeremiah Smith or Dante Moore or Dylan Raiola or anybody in college football right now that you know that's free market. I can make what I want by schools offering me what I want. You sign a collective bargaining agreement, that goes away. Like the crazy world right now in college football is great for the players. Oh, it's a terrific world to live in. So I don't know exactly what a collective bargaining agreement would look like. Again, because all of the players would have to sign under this, and you'd have to get every player in college football together on the table. And I know that the teams would kind of have their leaders, and
they would have to be employees, right? I saw Whittingham talking to Rich Eisen about that. Like, we, you know, bring them in as players and, you know, have set standards on what we can spend or what we can pay and that sort of thing.
Right.
But if you're a player, you don't want that, right?
I don't think you do.
No, because you're getting more money. I mean, you want the Wild Wild West because that's how you're going to get the most out of your experience in college.
Yeah, and we've talked about that. Like, what does this look like? And it always goes back to collective bargaining. But again, from a player perspective, I don't want that.
Yeah, we don't have to. Yeah,
like I want to be able to go where I want to go and make how much money that the school is paying me.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting deal because then you might have guys sitting out or I don't want to go do this. Now, granted, I don't know if the NFL is kind of overshadowing things or is being involved in some way. Yes, we like this idea for college. Maybe you don't want to make them mad.
And also, I feel like this happened at Northwestern 10 years ago, maybe, right? Like they tried to unionize.
Oh, dude, back in the day, it'd always be like, well, if none of us go out. Yeah. To play in the games, what are they going to do? They got to do something. And all right, well, you guys
find that out.
Yeah, all right, we're all going to go out on the field and play.
Yeah. Have fun not playing in this game.
Exactly.
And then they're like, oh, NIL. Okay, we'll go out and play.
There you go.
We're going to go and play. It's going to be great. So, yeah, interesting stuff at Stanford. Again, if I'm a college football player right now, I'm probably not interested in joining any bit of a
union. Yeah, we need the schools or something to get on that and figure it all out and then say, this is what we're doing.
I'm sure they're trying.
No, I bet they are. They got to get out ahead of that before the players get too far.
I guarantee you they're trying it. So who knows? But of course it was Stanford doing that. Austin Ward, he's going to join us live from Lollapalooza, Chicago Media Days. He's coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. all available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at optimizedit.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
Buckeye Replay this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
Scott McMullen leads the Buckeyes past Penn State in a 2003 Classic.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 30 years, Schumacher Homes has been building affordable custom homes throughout the Buckeye State. Experience true customization on your land, your way, without any compromises. Come visit any of our 9 Ohio model home and design studio locations to see the latest in design trends and learn about our award-winning building process, or start online at SchumacherHomes.com. You'll be surprised how affordable a custom home will be. Schumacher Homes, proud home building sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking good across central Ohio for the rest of this week. Overnight tonight, clearing skies, lows in the low 60s on Wednesday. A lot of sunshine at a high of 81. 83 on Thursday, dry and sunny. And more sunshine on Friday and a high of 86. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
4 out of 5 dentists recommend this show. The other dentist is a Michigan fan. Yuck. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hang on, my guy Justin Zwick here tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening, for watching. I'll let you know that we here on The Buckeye Show brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. Right now we head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fangus Hotline. Back out to Lollapalooza we go, checking in with our guy. He is A-Ward Sports. Austin Ward, Austin, how's Lala treating you? I know Berm, it was treating him well in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, he's fired up for concert season. I think he's talking about trying to go to White Sox games and just experience everything that the Windy City has going on right now, including Big Ten Media Days. So, yeah, we're fired up. You know, it was really cool to pull in to downtown this morning and have roads closed and see the light up Lollapalooza sign and just know, hey, the event is here. What could be better?
Well, I mean, I know you guys are excited about that, but we did hear some people talk today, and although Berm, I don't know that he listened to any of them after talking to him, but what did you take from the commish up there? And then how quickly did you tune out after he was there? Did you hear any of the coaches? Did anybody have anything fun to say?
Yeah, no, I was locked in with Tony Petitti, and I thought it was his best press conference so far. Now, I know that that's a relatively small sample size, and I've told you guys, I think that he and the Big Ten have often done themselves a disservice with his lack of availability, because today I thought he was you know, pretty compelling and made a, I don't know, strong case is maybe not the right word, but, you know, it was about halfway through his press conference today where he got kind of agitated about the line of questioning, which was a bunch of questions prefaced by saying, well, last week at SEC Media Days, or Greg Sankey said this, and he finally, you know, kind of broke character a little bit 23 minutes in after the sixth reference to the SEC. And he's like, I'm kind of tired of this narrative that the middle of the Big Ten is weak, that this is not a gauntlet that our champions have faced. And he had three championship trophies right next to him, I think, that solidified and validated his argument. But, you know, from there on, I think he actually gave some more engaging responses, not quite going into full detail about what he would want a 2014 playoff to look like, or what he wanted to see in the Protect College Sports Act, Save College Sports Act, or CSC regulation, or any of those things, but closer than he has been in the last few years. And so I thought that was encouraging. I still would like to hear him do that a lot more, but I came away from that sort of understanding how he might be able to convince a room of very competitive coaches and a lot of very savvy athletic directors that 24 teams is the right proposal, that he knows how to get them to the right financial spot as a league, as individual members. And so I was actually, it's weird for me to come out of that. Beamer, you know this, I think, better than anybody, coming out of a day like today, being like, you know what, I think that was maybe a win for the Big Ten. It could have been more emphatic, but you take your wins where you get them.
Austin, why do you think he is all about the 2014 playoff?
I think, and I don't know that I'm all the way there, but I'm listening to his argument about expanded access for the league and creating more higher stakes, and I hate to use the term, more valuable inventory in November. My least favorite thing to do, but if you keep more teams engaged throughout November, you theoretically, now there's no way to know this definitively, which is sort of where I'm the holdout still. Like, is it going to go sell out Kinnick Stadium? Is it going to go, sell out stadiums in Minneapolis or the Coliseum if you are 8-3 and trying to play your way into the playoffs? You know, I don't know that's proven, and there's no way for any of us to know for sure. But he's the way that Tony Petitti is selling this is that expanded access creates more meaningful games for more teams. And when you think about an Iowa, an Illinois, a Minnesota, you know, some teams that could have already been in the playoffs if it had been expanded in the last 5 years, you know, we have become so obsessed with the CFP as the barometer for success, which I think, you know, there's good reason for that, that his terminology was it sucks up the air for the bowl season. Well, this is the first time that I can ever remember a commissioner saying, let's stop marrying ourselves to the bowl setup. Mm-hmm. Let's get away from that. And that, I think, is a pretty compelling argument that I'm actually much more willing to listen to than almost anything else. So, again, it's a weird feeling for me, but I thought that maybe I was on the brink of being like, yeah, I am a 2014 proponent, and I'm not there yet, but I'm pretty close.
All right, that was going to be my question to you, but I think you answered it, because I was going to say, did he put a hard enough sell on you to commit to the 2014 playoff? It's not a hard commit by you, but I think maybe negotiations in the future, you could certainly get to a point. But also, the good news for Tony Petitti is I don't think one of his people that he works with on his communications teams threatened to punch you in the throat today. So really, it's a win for you, and it's a win for the Big Ten.
They did not do that, Beamer. You're 100% correct. And Tony Petitti started by making a 5-minute opening statement and then taking questions for 33 minutes, 35 minutes, something like that. Very antithetical to everything I've experienced in Big Ten Media Days, SEC Media Days, anywhere else. I was like, well, because I walked over there sort of after the opening statement started. You know, he did a moment of silence for a Big Ten coach that recently passed away. Then he talked about winning championships in all three sports. And I'm like, I don't really need to be over for this. This is probably going to go on for 20 more minutes. And then the moderator's like, and Tony Petitti is ready for questions. And I'm like, oh baby, let's get to work right here. That was great. Good for him. Good for the Big Ten communications folks. There's still some things that they might want to correct in terms of, I don't know, Wi-Fi, parking, scheduling. But you guys know me.
You're going to fill out your comment card before you leave?
I always fill out my comment card. But, you know, you guys know me. I wouldn't be critical of press setups like that. That's not really my
No, that's not your thing. Mile. No.
I wouldn't do that.
All right. So going in tomorrow, we actually have some guys that you're going to want to talk to and listen to.
Yeah.
Do you think, is Ryan just going to give the nothing, say a lot, but say nothing? Or do you think he might come out and say, give us anything?
I think he'll give something. It sort of depends on what line of questioning he gets. He has become, I think, a lot more outspoken and a lot more comfortable with his role as one of the faces of college football. So, you know, if they are asking him specifics on, you know, what he would implement, sometimes I think he's willing to weigh in on that. Sometimes he won't. It sort of depends on the topic and what that would benefit Ohio State for. But what I really hope, Jay-Z, is that tomorrow there actually is more time to talk about X's and O's with this team, talk about depth chart, talking about those sorts of you know, things that matter on the field, because we don't usually go 3 months without a Ryan Day press conference. That's a really long time for us to not have, you know, fresh insight and tea leaves to break down with Ryan Day. So, you know, I think in that setting and when he gets around the Ohio State beat more specifically and not just national media and not the made-for-TV portion, I think it's going to be pretty good. I'm pretty interested to hear what he has to say after this long layoff, and I'm excited that Berman and I will get to talk to him before any of that starts. So then we can fill in the gaps later on. But I think, you know, this is a good group. I mentioned it earlier on Snap Judgments that this group has maybe the widest disparity, talking about Jalen McClain, Jeremiah Smith, and Julian Sain, between like high-level notoriety, popularity, success, and like complete disinterest in doing media. And of any group that I've covered going back to the first media days in Chicago that I was here for in 2012, because this is maybe the most star-studded group that Ohio State has brought. You have a returning Heisman Trophy finalist. You have the best player in college football. And then a guy that I think is maybe the most underrated defensive player and safety in college football. So, but all three of them would, I think, you know, be in a huge hurry to get back on the plane and fly home to Columbus tomorrow night when they're done. And I don't blame them for that either, but I think tomorrow is going to be a pretty interesting day for these Buckeyes. And I'm excited to get back out there.
From a national perspective, Austin, is the national media more excited to talk to Jeremiah Smith or Julian Sain, you think?
It's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. And I think that tomorrow I will count heads and see how many people they're going to start at the same time for their breakout session. And I'm going to get you an answer for that because I want to know. It's a really interesting dynamic because it's always easy to go talk to the quarterback, and Ohio State has one of the best returning quarterbacks in the country heading into year two, a bunch of, you know, storylines that apply for Julian Sain with the good and bad Heisman Trophy finalists, mm-hmm. the losses to Indiana and Miami. And then you have one of the most marketable athletes in college, the most marketable athlete in college sports, and one of the most marketable athletes in sports period in Jeremiah Smith. Which way will people choose to go? I don't know that I have a prediction for that, but I'm glad they start at the same time so that we can answer it and talk about it on Thursday.
Hey, before we get you out of here, can you break down the schedule for us? I know that you're getting all four representatives for Ohio State tomorrow. Berm told me a little bit earlier, I wasn't listening to him, just like he wasn't listening yeah. to any coach that spoke today. Can you give us your guys' release schedule?
Yes, we are going to, we will be in there a couple hours before the television program actually begins. We are scheduled as of now, which is always subject to change, but we're going to talk to Ryan Day around 9:45 in the morning. He will then talk at 12:15 on the televised portion on BTN, but they're going to go right in a row with us, or at least that's the way it's planned. We're going to have Ryan Day, Jeremiah Smith, Julian Sain, and Jalen McLean all chatting with us for either, you know, just immediate publication with Ryan Day, Snap Judgment style, or the Beat that we'll release the extended interviews with those guys on Thursday morning. But then Ryan Day will go back. He'll be on television at 12:15 Central Time, 1:15 Eastern Time. Then they'll have the breakout session about an hour after that, where Jeremiah, Julian, and Jalen will speak. They have 30 minutes allocated for that. And then Ryan Day will have 45 minutes meeting with the media off camera and after that later on. So they have, that's, you know what, an hour and a half-ish of availability for us with those guys combined. I hope we get a ton out of that. We're going to try our absolute best. And then we'll hop back in the car and head back to the great state of Ohio.
Sounds great, buddy. Always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. Enjoy the beautiful Hammond this evening, and we'll check in again soon, okay?
Hey, Beamer, when we drove in, I know you're up against the break, but there was a beautiful high school stadium right off the interstate. It looked like it held about 200 people, but I think you could add some seating around that, and the Bears would be great.
I think you should take that up with former Commissioner Kevin Warren, Austin.
I will. I've got his number.
All right. Goodbye.
See ya.
There he goes. Austin Ward with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. How many Buckeyes made the preseason All Big Ten team? We'll dive into that coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Body cancer divides, but inside the James, we unite. With nearly 300 cancer specialists, each focused on a single type of cancer, and over 1,500 researchers relentlessly pursuing new discoveries and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000 plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time for your daily dose of vitamin B. B stands for Buckeyes, just in case that wasn't clear. You're listening to the Buckeye Show.
Hanging out my guy Jay-Z, Justin Zwick tonight. Nate Dogg doing a great job behind the glass. Buckeye fans, your first look at the 2026 team is here. You can join us August 6th. Through the 8th over at the Woody for Ohio State Football Training Camp, all presented by Safe Light and Bob's Discount Furniture. Watch practice live, get autographs, take photos with select players, including Justin Zwick. Experience the start of a new season up close. Tickets are limited, going fast, $48 for general admission. Or if you want to upgrade to VIP for shaded seating, refreshments, and more, you can certainly do that. Secure your spot today at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. We are within 9 days of training camp starting for Ohio State. Told you we get to this point of the year, and it's like, all right, we've talked about every single roster battle going into camp. We've talked about every iteration of Ohio State's offensive line, and what is that going to look like? Where's Austin Sarrafield going to be at? All of that, the curtain opens up next week. Mm-hmm. There are only a few days that you can go out there and watch them, but I feel like those 3 days that we get to watch, there are some answers to some questions that, you know, to be had.
Well, there should be some answers. Now, leave it to Ohio State to be like, yeah, we're just going out with the with the same setup we had last year. We don't want to show anything early here in this camp.
Well, also, with the offensive line, they always put them on the far end.
Yeah. So it's like, so it's the hardest to see.
Tim May with his binoculars out there, like, all right, writing down numbers, who is who.
Everybody's going to come out in the same number. Nobody's going to know who anybody is. So exactly. So you can't report on where Austin Sarrafield is or what they have him lined up at. But
this is my favorite part on like those Thursday and Fridays. Like, all right, what did you observe today? And I told you, I'm like, I don't really observe anything because I got a 3-year-old running around with the tackling dummies and everything on the opposite side. So we rely on the eyes and ears of other people who do that for their job.
Yeah, exactly, right? But that's the only thing you can really – it's going to be great to be out there, of course. But, yeah, just seeing where kind of guys line up, who goes out first team, or at least what you think is first team, who's out there, and what that kind of looks like, so you can start getting an idea of where they're maybe at going into camp. So that's one big thing I'm looking forward to.
I'm excited to watch this wide receiver room. I know it's obviously headlined by Jeremiah Smith, and we'll get to hear from them. Again, make sure you are, you know, liked and subscribed to Austin and Berm's YouTube channel and the fan page. They do obviously a very terrific job. They'll have Julian Sand, Jeremiah Smith, Jalen McClain, and Ryan Day coming in your inbox tomorrow. I'm sure television's Adam King and Nicole Sheeran, they'll have those same availabilities as well. But as far as it goes for, you know, wide receiver two, wide receiver three, outside of JJ, that's an open competition as far as I'm sure that Cortez Hankton is assuming this when we roll into camp.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I think, you know, Brandon Ennis was a guy who played a lot last year. I mean, 40 catches, I think, you know, 300-some yards.
Wants to be better. I mean, Austin and Adam just talked to him last week.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, he's a guy. I mean, he's an Iron Buckeye. He's a captain. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's done everything right. You know, it's just like last year, he just ran into a buzzsaw of Jeremiah and Carnell Tate, you know, on the outside. And maybe we...
Pretty strong,
you know,
buzzsaw.
Yeah, went there a little bit more. So maybe, you know, this is a breakout season for Brandon, but you got McEwen, the speedy guy coming up from, UTSA?
Yep.
Kyle Parker from LSU, who... I mean, when I played with Austin Saravelle at the coaches outing, I mean, those were two names that he brought up. Like, yep, these guys, they're legit. You know, they're going to be out there. We're going to be able to use them. You know, he also threw out a couple of those freshmen, you know, the Chris Henrys and the Brock Boyds, you know, guys that through spring ball, they're like, man, they can play. So you have an older guy who's been around a long time saying that about these young guys. I'm really excited about the receiver room. Now it's just the old question of how do you get all these guys the ball? Right. You know, like we have all these
new
guys.
Offensive coordinator too. And I know it's going to be, you know, it's still going to be a Ryan Day offense. But we've talked like, all right, are you going back to the mesh routes? Like, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to pick up the tempo a little bit? Is it going to be some pop passes like with Devin McEwen or some,
Like the Paris Campbell type things where, you know, the little handoff pass, I guess is what they call that. I don't know exactly, but I mean, you have some different things you can do. And I mean, it's going to be hard to get everybody all the reps that you probably want to get them. But, you know, if you trust them and you want them out there and you have certain packages for them, I'm here for it because we have those athletes. I want to see the Ferraris go on the field.
I think that's probably the biggest thing, right, that Brandon Ennis has, you know, in his corner. Even though Coach Hankton hasn't been here for that long, it's obviously a guy who was voted a captain. It's a guy who's been here.
He was under Brian Hartline for a lot of years.
Going into his fifth year. And Jay-Z, it's just in order to get on the field at Ohio State, at least under Brian Hartline, and I'm assuming it's the same way under Cortez Hankton, you have to do the little things correct. Yep. You have to be able to block on the edge. If you get a chance on special teams, you have to shine there. Like, there is a roadmap to earning play time, and it ultimately comes down to, can you do the little things right and trust? When you get into the game, can you do it? It's not a practice setting anymore. Yeah. Can you do it when the eyeballs and the lights are on?
Yeah, it's the trust. And, you know, I just, as you were talking, made me think about something Bobby had said that James told him. You know, with all these linebackers, who's going to be where, this and that and the other. He's like, all right, well, if we have a package for you, we got to have it right on film.
Yep.
Because that's practice time. Like, we got to do it right here so I can trust that you're going into the game. So it's going to be the same type of thing with these receivers. Is like, all right, we have these packages. We want to get you guys on the field. We got to do it right. You got to make, you know, you got to do it on the practice field so I can feel really good about putting you out there. Because when you have, you know, multiple guys and you want to try and mix things up a little bit, you don't want to do too much, right? You want to just make sure that everything you are doing is, everybody knows it like the back of their hand, and you can go out there and just let them play fast. So, I mean, that
don't
is something
don't let your
brain
get in the way of playing fast.
Yeah, don't think, just go. Yeah. And, you know, by doing it and getting it down in practice, that's how you're able to go out on the field and, you know, just not think and go.
So we were talking about preseason Big Ten polls, unofficial polls, a little bit earlier on. Was reading this from Dan Hope of 11 Warriors, put together his all preseason Big Ten roster. He's got Julian Sand as the quarterback of the conference. Two running backs, Bo Jackson here with the Buckeyes, Jordan Marshall from Michigan. Wide receivers, Jeremiah Smith, Charlie Becker out of Indiana, also Nick Marsh from Indiana, which is a good job out of them, plucking them out of the transfer portal. Some other Buckeyes here as well. Luke Montgomery and Austin Saraville at guard. And I thought this was an interesting write-up by Dan. Again, one of the questions that we have had across the entire offseason is like, where are you lining up Austin Saraville to play? Here's what Dan had to say. Saraville would be a strong candidate for first team all Big Ten tackle honors if he stays at left tackle. But I'm operating under the expectation that Saraville will move to right guard with Ian Moore taking over as Ohio State's left tackle. If that happens, Ohio State could have the two best guards in the Big Ten this year. While he does project, Austin Saraville, that it is one of the Big Ten's best offensive linemen no matter where he lines up, for the Buckeyes this year, Montgomery enters his second full season as Ohio State's starting left guard. With the talent to be one of the best guards in the country, both of them look to move one rung up the ladder after earning second-team All-Big Ten honors in 2025. That's the biggest question that I have about this entire team, is what iteration are you running out there for this Ohio State offensive line? Like, that's that's the one question that I think really nobody outside of that building really knows which way that those guys are leaning inside the Woody right now.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. That's the big question, because that right guard was a spot last year that we had some fits with. And so, I mean, if we're able to shore that up, and, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, he has Ian Moore as second team tackle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he feels pretty good about what Ian's done over the offseason.
I think a lot of people in that building feel good about him.
I think you're right. But, you know, it's just, if you're able to get those two guards, I mean, this offensive line could be something serious.
So, yeah, absolute maulers, man.
They really could be, and that just does so much for you as an offense with the run game and the play action and just everything. So, you know, if Ian Moore can be that guy at the left tackle and let Austin go down in there, which I think he probably leans that way in the NFL anyways, if they're looking at him saying, all right, we want to see you do this now. We know you can go out there. Like,
the cross-training.
Yeah, right? It's only going to make you a little bit more money if you can do both of them at a high level. So that is, I think, the ideal world where Ian Moore is a boss on the left tackle.
You can move Austin down. Set it and forget it.
Yeah, just like he's there. We're not going to worry about him, just like we didn't worry about Austin last year. Yeah. You know, if you're able to do that.
That's a pretty good place to not have to worry about. A pretty solid spot.
That's a big one, especially if you're Julian. You're like, all right, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about this every time I drop back. Yeah, that's a big one to have.
I don't feel like a shadow is chasing me across my shoulder. I don't even need to look anymore.
Yeah, I'm just safe here in the pocket, and that's where I'm going to stay.
And then the Big Ten officially released their preseason, not rankings, but awards honors, their preseason honors to Buckeyes, Julian Sain and Jeremiah Smith. And I don't think that's a surprise to anybody right there. As far as offensive line goes, though, we'll see when we get to the end of the season, and these awards may look a little bit different. We'll do hashtag Buckeyes coming at you next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Save time, reduce costs, and eliminate printer frustrations with Modern Office Methods, your award-winning managed print services provider. We know how to help your business reduce the cost of office printing by identifying necessary print and paper waste. We can improve your printer fleet and decrease the amount of printer frustration. Why wait? Start saving time and money today. Start with our comprehensive print fleet assessment by going to momnet.com and click on free assessment.
Buckeye football fall camp is coming. Will Julian Sain take his game to the next level? Will Matt Patricia's defense dominate again? Join us live for training camp fun starting Thursday, August 6th. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Relax and let Kroger Pickup handle your grocery shopping this week.
We start with only the freshest items, then choose your favorites. Carefully pack everything up and load it right into your trunk so you can feel confident it's what you ordered. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Pickup and Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first pickup or delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by The Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at The Waterworks and header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Thanks, everybody, again for hanging out with us this evening. If you missed anything from the show a little bit earlier, you can always download the podcast on any of your audio platforms. Always appreciate that. Austin and Berm, too. You know, they've got a busy day coming up tomorrow in Chicago, talking to Ryan Day, Julian Sand, Jeremiah Smith, Jalen McClain on the YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts. You can download the Austin and Berm show. Excited to get to hear from those guys tomorrow. On the show tomorrow, Jay-Z, you're going to be back in here. We're going to have a ton of Ohio State sound for you coming up tomorrow. I know we listened to Tony Petitti a little bit earlier on in the program. I think the word of the day for him was college football playoff expansion. I'm guessing that Ryan Day will be asked about that tomorrow to some extent. I don't know where he's going to go with that. I did. Brett Bielema was asked about it today, about the SEC, threatening to break away. And his answer was, they're still living like it's 2005. And it's like classic Brett Bielema. You know, that guy doesn't shy away from any opinions.
And he's been down there, so he knows what it's like.
And I don't think that Ryan Day will give you something like that. Yeah. But he will be the difference between, I think, what Austin was trying to convey on the show a little bit earlier on, the difference from the questions that he'll get from the national media about the spat between the Big Ten and the SEC and playoff expansion and yada, 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 things that are going on in the sport kind of at a 30,000 foot level. And then during that breakaway session, I'm sure that national people will still be there talking to him. But will he give away some of the answers for what to expect at camp next year when the Buckeye conglomerate, really the beat writers, get their teeth in him for 40 minutes?
You don't think he'll say something like, Nick Saban's not walking through that door for the SEC? I mean, just start throwing shade down there.
Why not?
That would be awesome. Just came out and went heel.
I'd like to know where Nick Saban's at right now. He's done that before. That was after a game where he was a little bit fired up.
Fair enough.
But I doubt we'll get that tomorrow.
No.
But we might.
So. But yeah, it would be funny if he did. It would be out of character.
If he just goes straight on heel turn.
Yeah, just heel turn. Just you see these trophies behind our commissioner? Yeah. That's the last three national champions.
Yeah. It would be great.
We should make the rules.
He's not going to be doing that.
No, he will not do that. And I hope he doesn't, because that's all we will hear about for a couple of weeks. But it will be good for those guys.
And then if they lose, everything would that would just gosh, be yeah, thrown
would,
back
would
on
not
there.
Be good. But I'm sure Austin and them are excited to get talk to him. I mean, 3 months without hearing from the old head ball coach.
It's a long time.
It's a long time, especially in the middle of summer when it's give us something, please.
Something, anything, would be good. We talked about the jersey patch deal with Chase a little bit earlier on. 5-year deal, $17 million reportedly. Mm. Annually for Ohio State. How about this from Pete Nakos of On3? Does a great job covering the sport kind of at a macro level. Ohio State's jersey patch deal will pay more annually than the NBA's Los Angeles Clippers, the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers, and also the NBA's Philadelphia 76ers. Cavs have Goodyear at about $10 million a year. The Clippers have Aspiration, which I don't know what that is, at $13 million a year. And the 76ers are paid for their logo on their jersey by StubHub at $5 million a year.
Now, granted, I will say that only goes to that team, right?
That is correct.
So it's not over 36 varsity sports.
Right.
I mean, that number pumps up a little bit.
It does.
Due to that. But that is kind of crazy, because the money in the NBA is off the charts.
I mean, 2 years, $8 million deal. It's a pretty good deal for LeBron.
Yeah, then there's guys I've never heard of getting $150 million.
I did see that Draymond Green re-signed for the Golden State Warriors for $23 million for 1 year.
I read something about him. It was to make so much money and not average 10 points a game or something.
He's getting $23 million a year for a guy they don't really want.
The whole talk, I'm not a huge NBA guy, but I listen and read a little bit just to stay up.
To see stuff.
What's happening. And the whole talk this offseason for them was we don't really want you here.
Yeah.
But
Can you just go home, guys?
Yeah, $23 million? Yeah, that's
why not? They throw money around like it's sweet tarts.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's incredible the money they have. But yeah, Ohio State, more bang for their buck right there than some of the NBA teams. So kind of fascinating stuff. Before we get out of here tonight, we'll get you to the Reds and the Guardians down in Cincinnati. Second leg of a doubleheader that they're playing. Got washed out in Cincinnati last night. Guardians won the first game of the series today, 6-5. And the Reds are currently up 1-0 in the bottom
of the battle of Ohio.
Are we sure
right?
The Guardians actually know where they're playing today?
I don't know.
On their tweet last night.
What did they say?
They sent out a tweet about the Battle of Ohio, which was taking place in Cincinnati, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's great. Good job out of them. I'm in agreeance, especially with FC Cincinnati. And I know we had Hell is Real this past weekend, and then the FC Cincinnati players wanted the beef. I don't know. I haven't talked to Television's Adam King or Nicole Sheeran, but they both had
I couldn't
videos.
Imagine what a soccer fight would look like in the tunnel. I mean, you might have to bring stretchers out for everybody. I mean, get every ambulance in the city over there. These guys are all going to the hospital.
I mean, I saw, you know, our guy Pat Murphy tweet, like, the amount of fake tough in this video. Pat, you know, goes to every game. Like, he sits at the Nordeck. He's a season ticket member over there with the crew. It's like, why don't you do that on the field instead when you get into the tunnel?
You don't get me started.
I won't. Don't worry about that. Our fan poll today at 971thefan.com or on X, the Everything app, at 971thefan. Our fan poll brought to you by JT's Pizza and Pub. What's the bigger concern for the Bengals this upcoming season? The Cincinnati Bengals defense or Joe Burrow's health? What to you, if you were a Bengals fan? And Nate, you are a Bengals fan, so why don't you go ahead and give us this answer? Or is it something else?
It's Joe Burrow's health.
Is it?
If he's healthy, we have a chance to win every game, regardless of how crappy the defense is. If he's out, we're screwed.
Yep. That's what I was going to go with. I mean, when they went to the Super Bowl, their defense wasn't great.
Anything special?
Yeah, it wasn't anything special. But if you can keep Joey healthy, boy, with the receivers and the weapons they have, I think that's all you need right there. I mean, he's feeling pretty good about himself coming into the season. I feel like he said some stuff the other day, right? About, you know, maybe a touchdown goal or something along those lines. But I think he understands. Staying healthy is out of his control. But he knows how big it is to try and make it through a full year. And especially with the moves they made on the defensive side of the ball, like, this might be a good chance for him.
Played all 17 games in 2024. Threw for almost 5,000 yards and 43 touchdowns.
Was last that the Super Bowl year? Or was that?
No, that was 21.
21?
I think. Was it 21 or 22, Nate? We were coming like right off of COVID.
It's 21.
One. Yeah, the season. I think the Super Bowl happened in 22, but it was the 21 season. It was his second year. Joe Burrow played in 16 games in 21, 16 games in 22. And then, yeah, the last two out of the last 3 years, he's played in 10 and then 8. So, you don't want to see it trending that way for the Bengals. But yes, obviously, I mean, the defense, you know, it's fine. But in the NFL, the rules are skewed for a good quarterback to win the game at the very end of the game. And if you don't have Joe Burrow, then you're already behind the eight ball.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the rules are there. I mean, if you have an offense that can put a lot of points on the board.
And they do it quickly in that league.
They do it quickly. And you got to have the guy. That's why those guys make so much money. You know what I mean? That's why they're paid what they're paid, because they're that important to the team. And he is that guy for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Nate, how are you feeling this year? Tampa and Houston and then Pittsburgh to start the season. Mm. It's certainly not easier than what it's been the last few years.
Baker, he's really good at the beginning of the year.
Well, he's also going in without a contract.
Yeah, he's got something to prove this year.
Got a chip on his shoulder. You guys are familiar with that.
I mean, I can see a 2-1 start there.
That's pretty good.
I'll take it.
I mean, I think that'd be a really good start.
What were they the last few years? Like 0-3 or?
I mean, we have to factor in that Zach Taylor will lose game one, and then we'll probably lose game two. So if you go 2-1 in that stretch, pretty good.
Despite Zach Taylor. I don't know your thoughts on him, but if
they made the Super Bowl without him, despite him, in 2021.
Yeah, yep. I don't know how Bengals fans feel about him, but if this season gets off the rails for them and Joe is like fully healthy, I don't know. He might be.
I don't know. They didn't get rid of their last guy for Marvin Lewis was there for quite some
cheap,
time.
They are not firing.
Except they like Joe Burrow and want to keep him.
Yes, that is true. And Joe wants to keep
Joe Zach. Wants to win.
Yes. Jay-Z, had a great time with you tonight. Let's do it again tomorrow. Hey, lots of Buckeye sound, okay? Let's do it. Everyone have an awesome night. We're back tomorrow at 6. Enjoy some baseball up next on The Fan.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.